Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. again, I'm just playing around here on the Marty Smith Show, late hour, in Black Noise Radio, 2 p.m. segment. I think you're going to keep this vibe going. All shows come from the Marty Smith Show. And then we realized that Black Noise Radio is very popular, so why not expand to 2 p.m. and just bring some jazz and cut it up, chop it up? I would really like to get into turntable mixing jazz like I used to do back in the old days when I was in San Francisco. But we'll get there. No worries, folks. We entered this whole program. Well, it was Quincy Jones. Okay. That's that old Far Side sample. But that, you know, that inner cityness, you need to find that track, folks. That track on vinyls is really hard to find. It wasn't produced in mass, but that was Quincy Jones, and then we had something from Aaron Goldberg, OAM Blues, West Montgomery, Bumpin'. We're listening in the background to Idris Muhammad, but ain't that, which is the same track that Grover Washington Jr. redid, and then Tribe Called Quest sample, but this is actually the original track, and if it isn't, it's such a better interpretation, but I believe it is the original. And we heard from the Heath Brothers, after Smiling Billy Sweet. You know, that's like a 3, 4, 5 segment suite, and you know, that is very difficult to find too. Also, vinyl, you can find reissue all day. You can find bootlegs and reissues, but to find those original tracks, that you need to know somebody at this stage of the game. But that was Albert, Jimmy, and Percy featuring Stanley Cowell. The Heath Brothers of the Smiling Billy Sweet. You'll know that you have that album. It's very distinct. It's got a nice album cover. I guess one of the Heath Brothers and his sister were in bands early on, and they're on the cover in their uniform. And it's like an old Dusty, or maybe those are their parents. I'm not sure. I did once know the history of that photo. But it's an old Dusty photo. It wasn't nothing of the new era. So, you know, as you get into jazz, you can get into all kind of areas of interpretation. One of my best jazz announcers and disc jockeys is Bob Parlocha. I don't know if he's still going strong or not. I do know, though, that his knowledge of jazz, and let me see if I can pull off a quick Google search of him, Bob Parlocha. I haven't. He used to come up on iTunes, and he had all kind of shows. In fact, one of the last times I was in Vegas, that's all I listened to was Bob Parlocha jazz. Always associated with K-jazz and just pure jazz, at least for the last 30 years. If you don't know Bob Parlocha, you probably haven't been to a jazz concert. So, Bob, I guess it's P-A-R with an O. There it is. Barpalocha. K-Jazz, FM Jazz Streams. I just want to make sure he's still going. And Bob Perloach has been around for so long. Yeah, I guess it's rest in peace, Bob Perloach. He passed away. March 17, 2015, which is actually the last year I was in Vegas. So I might have been there right before he passed. I'm almost certain. Wow. You know, I learned something. We learned something. But this is Black Noise Radio, and this is always produced by the Marty Smith Show. We'll get back into other issues later, but we are going to experience this format at this time, and I am going deeper in our jazz and our understanding. And so, because Bob Perloach taught me to, how about that there?